Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Tosh, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Friday edition. I have a feeling that we'll be getting visited not by three ghosts, but by one clown edition.
The Micah Parsons is mad as hell and he's not going to take it anymore edition. And the it's still Friday. We still got to get ready for a Packers game as they travel to Arizona to likely take on Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett and the Arizona Cardinals edition of Wilde and Tosh on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, and all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find both in the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I don't know, man. I don't feel awesome. I will say this. Big win for the previously winless Sun Prairie East freshman football team. So, last game of the season, we finished strong. It was our only win of the season. But I just want to give a shout-out to the coaches. That is a hard gig that they do, and especially when you have a very difficult season. So kudos to the boys for getting a dub. So that made my night a little bit better. But I get in the car. I'm paying attention to the Brewer game. It's 1-1. Getting texts from Jesse about the Miz and how him and Murph feel the same way and all the other stuff. And as I get in the car, Levo is describing a liner to center, throwing home. They beat it, and then the unfortunate, they bring Uribe in, and he fires it over to first. And at that point, it's 3-1. I get home, and unfortunately, there was nothing good happening the rest of that game. And Jelly, it's not over. But you sent it out, and I think I'm joining your club. I think it's over.
They're down 3-0.
Yeah, they
got not exactly a bold statement.
Other dude, Ohtani. I think you can bring him out. I think he can come.
Ohtani is now the other dude. I love it.
Well, he's their fourth pitcher. So
yeah, no, I understand. Jesse has the car full of our favorite clown and the rest of his clowns, about 42 of them, jammed into a Volkswagen Bug. Has it arrived?
Or I got a couple of texts last night.
Oh, dear.
Saying, watch the Red Sox dock from 04. So, do we watch the Red Sox dock and hope? But even with the Red Sox,
how about
we watch the Red Sox
documentary and just watch that and not watch the game 4? What about that?
Well, it's the beauty of this country. You can choose and pick if that's the road you want to go down. I think it's over. We needed it last night. Everybody knew we needed it. Murph knew we needed it. I don't know why we keep going to Ashby. It's not working, and we keep kind of pounding our head against the wall. It's not working. And what is the old definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Yeah, and I trust Murph. I mean, but at some point,
do you?
You got to say, hey, bruh, like, this just ain't working. And
we need to start having a conversation about a conversation.
Yelly can't hit. Like, Yelly's just, he can't hit right now.
Neither can Ohtani, though, right?
Oh, he had a triple. Well, gave
he
you
had
something.
Lead off triple, scored a run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching volleyball, so I missed the big showdown, but I caught the final.
So I think it's over. I think it's over. And I got the thing that was the most, I guess, saddening and a little irritating.
Uh-oh.
And it wasn't just from one person that I either spoke to or was texting with last night. The quote, Wisconsin sports fans can't have nice things.
Well, who would say that?
That bothered me.
Everyone.
I'm not gonna get into who said it. It bothered me, though. Because we can. And we remember, the Bucks won a championship, people, a couple years ago. Yes, it's been 15, 16 years since we won a Super Bowl. It's been forever since the Brewers have even been to a World Series. Never won one. When you hear that, Jason, what do you feel? You feel like that's ridiculous, or do you feel like that's fair?
Yeah, I think it's really hard to win championships. And there are lots of teams, including the Seattle Mariners, who, what a weird series that is. The road team has won all 4 games to this point. So I guess that series has really started. George Carl. It's hard, man. Like, I don't know about you, but looking at the Dodgers, and I'm not making the small market excuse here. I'm not.
It sounds like you're going to.
I'm not. But they got 4 studs, right? In their rotation. We're cobbling together bullpen games and openers. You just said it, Ashby. Ashby started more games than Mike Caldwell at this point. Like, what are we doing?
Who's the all-time leader in Indy race starts where they fire that flag out?
A.J. Foyt or something. Right. Yeah. Like
Unser. I think there's an Unser. That was
lots of Unsers. Yeah, there are a lot of Unsers. Foyts.
Yeah. A lot of Foyts.
Yeah, I dropped the Foyt.
That's a nepotistic sport, huh?
I know that's one of your favorite topics, so we'll circle back to nepotism in IndyCar racing
probably
a little bit later in
the
program.
If you ask me. Yeah.
I'm thinking again about one of my favorite movies, Moneyball, when Billy Bean, as played by Brad Pitt, comes into the owner's office and he says, I can't leave here with that. Here's my bar. I want to win a championship. Here's my bar. They're not going to win a championship. And I don't know when the next CBA is up, but look at the NFL
26.
Right now.
26.
Look at the NFL.
One more year, and then there's going to be a long, prolonged strike / holdout, lockout.
Look at the NFL. Who the hell knows who's going to win the Super Bowl this year? I know you are nut-whacking, learned your lesson from a few years ago,
But you go into the NFL season, unless you're the Browns and a couple of other teams. I mean, my God, the Jacksonville Tennessee. Jaguars are competitive.
Yeah, Tennessee ain't got a chance.
Fair. Please. But, like, you got hope, right? You feel like you got a chance.
Let's just be honest about it. How many teams have won? In the last 6 years, how many teams have actually won a Super Bowl? Three?
Yeah, they have.
So let's not act as if, oh, the NFL, everybody's winning. Hey, you get a championship. No, it's not that way in the NFL either. So,
well, I would argue that is one game. The Super Bowl is one game. And
yeah, that's how they play football, Jason. They don't do seven-game series
in
football.
I don't especially appreciate
Although maybe
that.
They will to get that. Well, you cannot appreciate it, but it's true. Well, so guys, they only play one game in football. I've covered this sport for 32 years, and I can assure you it's never been a five-game series for a Super Bowl. Not yet, anyways. Not a bad idea. They probably should start thinking about doing that. Continue.
This feels like angry energy more than nervous energy.
It does, doesn't it?
I am bummed. I am bummed, yeah. I'm mad. Jason said something there, and Jason, you know what? Hey, J-Dub, that one was on me. I didn't need to go there.
Appreciate
that's on me.
My point is that I think you feel like you have a chance to get there, and it's a one-game deal. Usually in a seven-game series, the better team wins. We're seeing that now.
Yeah.
They're the better team. They've won three in a row. But, like, you at least have hope that you're going to get there. Or you're going to get, like, look, there's three teams in this that I'm looking at going, all right, Toronto is not breaking the bank. Obviously, Seattle and Milwaukee. There's been examples in recent years, right? Plenty of teams have gotten in that vicinity, and it gives you hope. But in a series like this, when you can have the pitching staff they have and you're trotting out who the Brewers are trotting out, right now if Robert Gasser had not undergone Tommy John surgery, remember when he started out, there was a lot of excitement about him, right? When he got called up, it wasn't quite Mizamania, but it was pretty
close to Mizamania,
right?
Gas man,
here we go again.
Gas man, the Gasser, Josh Gasser.
He's got that on his license plate. There was excitement about him. We obviously know how we feel about Woody when he's healthy, but he's undergone lots of issues in the last 2 years. He's not on the playoff roster.
Let's not act like if Woody is starting this series, we're winning it.
Not this current Woody, no.
It can't hurt. It wouldn't hurt.
Thank you.
You bet.
I'm really bringing it.
It's going to be a long show.
We can't hit. Guys, all this other stuff. Like our pitching, Jason, for the record here, you're saying, well, they're starting pitching. Their starting pitching is
right. That might have something to do with the Brewers not hitting, is my point.
They faced these guys in the regular season.
Did they?
We're cold. I'm pretty sure we faced at least
how many times did they face Snell in their 6-0 record?
I don't know.
Did you just say I don't know?
They did not face Snell.
Yeah, because you're asking me like a pertinent, like I'm not sitting there breaking it down. But what I'm saying is it's not as if this group, we haven't had opportunities or looks. Like we're acting, and maybe it is just because they have so much talent and you just get overwhelmed and your margin is so small that you feel that when you get into the postseason and the regular season, you just go play. But the Dodgers made the plays. I mean, that play by old boy at third base to get that first, you know, when we could have taken a lead.
Yeah.
And I don't remember who he gunned down at home. But that, you finally get some runners in scoring position. You got to cash it in. And we haven't been able to do that. And I just keep thinking back to, would it matter had we done something big like Jeff Passan said back in July? Does that change the complexion? Because you only need one or two. If Freddie Freeman doesn't hit that home run in game one, this could be a whole different series. Like that, those are the things you think about. And it just why this bothers me is because of that narrative. You could feel my frustration as the Brewers are rolling and everybody is still hedging by saying, well, it's still going to be tough. We're going to be underdogs. We're going to be this.
Turned out to be right.
Because it's sickening. And maybe it's because there's truth in it, and it just, maybe you're right, Jason. Maybe we never will get over the hump because we can't play $350 million or whatever that payroll split difference is. It is a monstrous thing to overcome. And maybe I don't want to just take that. But maybe other fans are looking at it and saying, you can overcome it. And you just aren't wired to say, I can't, when it comes to athletics. But unfortunately, we keep getting in the playoffs. And it keeps reminding you when you keep chugging down that path. And at some point, old Dudley Do-Right puts up the old fake concrete wall, and you smash into it. It's as far as you can go.
That's
it.
That's Wile E. Coyote.
You can't go through. And when that happens, it just becomes demoralizing to the lower market teams. But then you see the lower market teams that have pulled it off, and you still have hope. But this mighty Dodgers group, with all their payroll and all their stars, they have kind of been the Dudley Do-Right to this little engine that we thought could, but we keep slamming into a brick wall. And unfortunately this year, at least last year, in 18, we got through the tunnel. Now they gave us a late slam at a thing, and we ended up crashing into it right before the World Series. Here it looks like they were kind of playing with us and saying, oh, yeah, no, there's a bridge there. There's a little tunnel you can go. Just kidding. Smash. That's what's happened.
All right, a couple things. First, just for you old-school cartoon aficionados, Dudley Do-Right is rescuing the woman who is tied to the railroad tracks.
Who painted
Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner?
Wile E. Coyote. The Roadrunner would paint the tunnel and then go through it, and then Wile E. Coyote would try to chase him and would return to being a brick wall.
That was on before Dom and Jerry, I think.
Right around the same time, very popular.
The Dodgers are our brick wall, and this year they decided to fire that thing up and hammer it.
Jesse, put that text back up from Casey, because I agree with what he says here. Look, the pitching has not been terrible.
Agree. It is not.
No, they've been pretty good.
But it's not as good as what, I mean, they're trotting guys out there who are, they are dialed up. Like they are, do the Brewers bats bear some responsibility? Of course. I understand baseball to that degree. Yes, you still have to figure out a way to get hits off of a guy who's pitching really well. By the way, didn't they light up Yamamoto the first time they saw him in the regular season?
He was gone in two-thirds of an inning in his outing against the Brewers.
Just not, it's impossible. But
you
again, I understand the frustration with Yelich. I mean, I get it. I'm not here to criticize you for being frustrated as a fan. I'm just saying we knew they were going to be underdogs despite having the best record in baseball going into this series. We knew that was the case.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you tell me, is this ruining your appreciation for what a special year it has been?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it sure sounds like it to me listening to you.
Yeah.
100 wins. Best regular season record in team history. They beat the Cubs.
It was a fun ride. Let me tell you something. It's a fun ride, but if you don't end up returning safely back to the concrete, it ain't that great a ride. Like, the ride has been awesome, but you're going to get ejected. We're getting ejected from the ride.
You believe that they were legitimately going to be in the World Series.
Yes.
You did.
I did.
And the reality that they are not going to be is hitting you.
Sucks.
Like a ton of bricks that are being built into a wall that they painted a tunnel onto, and then it disappears.
Dudley Do-Right.
Old Davey just bothers me. And I don't know if I'm the only Brewers fan that
he's the Bob Costas of managers.
No. He's not near as smug as Bob. And
I don't know. He's got his hands in his pockets.
Just,
very smug looking.
Eighth inning yesterday, and it is just, I don't know. And we actually got to their bullpen a little bit. We didn't do anything with it. And he's just sitting there. I don't know what he was chewing on last night, if he had beef jerky. And he's got an assortment of different things he can chew on.
Pocket pancakes.
He just got his hands in his pocket, sitting back. I don't know if he crossed his legs or if he's just chilling. He hasn't gotten off his keister for three games. I don't know how many times he's gotten off his keister. It's amazing.
Are they so good that you could manage them? I mean, you've got some managerial experience. Right?
Yeah.
You could sit there like everybody else, like Davey. You can,
what is he
you
doing?
Can have
I mean,
hands in your Tito's jacket pockets.
I'm not going to disrespect Davey like that. I mean, he's obviously he's won a world championship.
You just got done saying, I don't know if he's gotten off his keister series.
Because that's what he's needed to do. And I think as a team, you always look at the manager and you look at when that's why, you know, it's the same thing with flight attendants. If you're on a plane and it's choppy and that flight attendant's freaking out, all of a sudden the passengers are going to freak out. When you're in control like you are, why would you not be in control? So if you're sitting there, and that's one of the things I get LaFleur a lot of grief about, panic city and gets all like up and up. You know what? I respect the fact he knows, man, we're just better. We're better everywhere. And I don't need to be all stressed out and I want my players to be free flow and relaxed, and I'm going to sit here with my hands in my pocket. If he gets a Slurpee or gets some type of ice cream cone, and he's licking an ice cream cone in the eighth inning in the dugout, I am quitting watching baseball. If it gets to that point where he can have a Slurpee in one hand and a soft serve ice cream cone in the other in the dugout, that's the only thing that to me could be more disrespectful than what I've seen so far. And he's not being disrespectful. I'm taking it disrespectfully because we can't even get him to get off his keister. He is in such chill mode that it's amazing.
All right. I don't want to be a glass half full guy here, but for the folks that come to this program to discuss the Green Bay Packers, the good news is we're one game away from that returning to being the focus of our show. The question I have before we move forward, there is only one man who has the power to summon this fellow out of the clown pen.
I hope he doesn't.
Has he summoned him prematurely before? He showed up after that sweep at the hands of the Oakland Athletics. He was there.
Yeah, he did.
So
I was unfortunately stuck in the car. I couldn't get out.
It could be. You were wedged in between the back seats.
I was jammed in that clown
small
car.
Yeah.
So
and just like our trips to Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
It's no Chevy Tahoe, that's for sure.
Is Jesse Nelson going to summon the left-hander with the red nose and the face paint out of the bullpen, or will he stay waiting until it's not over till it's over? Is he sitting right now in his clown underwear with a big bucket of popcorn on his couch watching that documentary on the 2004 Boston Red Sox, or has he gotten in his car and driven over to the Spark Building and the ESPN Madison Everlight Solar Studios to say it's done so?
It looks like we might have some movement here in the Everlight Solar Studio.
Oh, no. He's here. He's here. Hello, everybody! It's Dunzo! Dunzo the Clown, and I've got more jokes than the Brewers have hits with runners in scoring position! Kristen Yelich hasn't driven in a playoff RBI since Jesse Nelson began producing Wilde and Tausch.
Oh my god.
That's a true fact. Oh! Not sure who's working harder these days, Dave Roberts making a pitching change or Luke Fickell using his timeouts.
That's not funny, Tausch. Big game on Saturday.
I'm not laughing.
Jason!
Jason! If the Dodgers
don't... No laughs here.
I'm telling the joke here. If the Dodgers don't win one of the next two games, they'll be accused of sandbagging, just like Mark Adonazio was at the start of the season. Yeah. Hanging out on the beach, where they'll be next week.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah. I got it. Not your best. No.
Big finale. I have a letter from Bob Uecker. Dear Brewers fans, I'm very proud of our 97-65 regular season record in 2025, the debuts of Jacob Mizorowski and Andrew Vaughn, and defeating the Cubs in five games in the NLDS. But just like Joe Flacco finishing his career with the Bengals and James Franklin losing to UCLA and Northwestern, all things that are great but not quite the absolute best must come to an end. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Dunzo!
Oh my god.
So long, folks! Maybe next year!
Oh my cheeks hurt, Dunzo. What a finish.
Tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, when you're looking for new wins,
how you doing over there?
When you're looking for new windows and you are Dunzo doing it, you go to Pella Windows and Doors. You don't need to go anywhere else. And when it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, you can score a whole house of new energy efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest. It's about the amount of runs we're scoring. For up to 60 months, it's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping all of those drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Oh, Dunzo. I hope Dunzo's wrong. Let's just get it. Is there any hope we can get it to Monday? Any hope we can get it to Saturday?
You know what the biggest salt in the wound is going to be? Is I'm going to take a victory lap because Otani's pitching tonight. And when I said when Otani goes to the Dodgers, they're never going to lose.
Still with the Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're going to go two
and
for
actually,
two with
gonna
Otani.
And actually, you're going to be right because they'll end up with two world championships in 2 years with Otani.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that that's really disappointing. Talk about depressing.
Dunzo
Jesse
and
being
Jesse
proven
being
right.
Why?
All right, we're going to shift gears. Micah Parsons had a lot to say yesterday about the tush push, about his team's energy level, about the defense being bad in the fourth quarter, but mostly about getting held and it not being called. We'll hear from him next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Shifting gears. And by the way, I am a huge Pat Murphy guy. The one issue that I have was that letter. I just thought that was... I didn't like that. Especially, it was not very well delivered. It sounded like it actually was something that Bob had written, knowing he was going to pass away. So I don't have any problem making jokes about that. If you have an issue with that, that's on you. Because Jesse was really funny there. That was really well done. So
I agree with the YouTube comment. I think Uke would have laughed at the jokes about the letter.
Yeah, I would agree. So, good job, Jesse. That was really well done.
I also want to defend Micah Parsons before we get started a little bit, because and kudos to the guys at Cheesehead TV and Aaron Nagler and everybody that contributes to their what they do, because they really, I'm not saying they changed the course of history, but they certainly made something a topic that was not getting nearly the level of run until their social media guys clipped together a bunch of examples. You didn't see it on Get Up. You didn't see it on NFL Live. They stitched together a bunch of examples of Micah Parsons getting egregiously, that was a big word yesterday, held. And yesterday, Micah Parsons, now this is where I'm going to defend him a little bit. He did not bring this topic up. Again, this got it. You talked about it earlier in the week. Matt LaFleur was asked about it by Aaron Nagler on Monday. So in fairness to him, he did not start. He was not the one who started the fire.
He didn't start the fire, is what you're saying. It was burning.
That's not what I am saying.
And
that
the
is
world
what
kept
saying.
Turning.
I already said it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, you and I, same page. But once the fire started, it became an inferno. Like he was on a roll.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether it was about holding, whether it was about the tush push, like he was holding court yesterday.
Sounds like Micah's kind of taking on some old thought processes here. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think he's definitely taking on some of that. He's, slightly different style of player, but still some similarities in terms of their views, you and him. Here is what he had to say yesterday when the subject of the holding penalties came up, and he took it in a direction about protecting defensive players the way the offensive players are protected by the NFL.
We put so much emphasis on protecting the offense, like protect the defense. Like a guy could be trying to catch the ball and you make a defensive play so he doesn't catch it, and it's targeting, it's a flag now. But a defensive end could be rushing and engaged with another player, and the guy could come blow his ribs out. And we're not considered defenseless. But like we said, it's an offensive league, and it's like guy like damn near hurt Van Ness last week. Like, what are we doing? Like, if you're going to say it's about protecting the players, then protect all players. Don't just protect one side of the ball. Like, I don't mind guys chipping from the outside, but, like, running backs want to come and sneak players while we're engaged with offensive linemen. That's and, like, people want to encourage. Like, that's not good football. Like, that's not safe football if that's what they want to preach, like, on the offensive side. So I think those things are, like, more frustrating than, kids, like the whole, like, who are we kidding? You want to find guys for putting their head down, but you can be engaged with an offensive tackle and a guard can come put his head right into your head. What are we talking about here? Like, and look how many times that's on film. Guys putting their head down and trying to come clean your clock. But you can't do that to offensive players. Get a $50,000 fine. I might get a fine for this conference.
Yeah, you very well might. That was just one snippet of probably five or six different manners in which he discussed
this. Were you standing in the corner with a big old smile on your face like you always are with Mike?
No, I was talking to Lucas Havrisik.
Oh, my God.
No, I believe that, too. I totally. Were you, did you not go to Austin Straubel and get your Irish kicker before he's flying
give
home?
Give him an Irish goodbye?
No, I got an Irish goodbye. I never got to say goodbye. He was gone. He just left. Tausch, when you listen.
Maybe he'll meet you at Anna Stratford. He can meet you at Anna Stratford.
Oh, yeah, Stratford upon Avon.
Special guest. Yeah.
Or Anna Stratford's, both. So I listened to the Micah stuff yesterday, and Micah gets it. He understands it, and unfortunately for him, he knows that this is an offensive, like, the league is driven by offensive numbers.
Yeah, no blank, blank.
Defensive players have gotten fined. It's been unfair for them for years. Like, it's been unfair a lot. And to sit here and, you know, I'm not going to feel sorry for him getting chipped. And, you know, then you shouldn't jump and try to knock a pass down. if you do that, I'm going to try to punch you in the chest and land, make you land on your back. That was what we're taught. And we don't get to cut block anymore. We used to, and I thought that was probably a little unfair for these guys, where you could go in and there'd be an engagement and you could rip their knees out. They've gotten rid of that.
Agreed.
And I think the defensive players have appreciated that. But they want quarterbacks to stay healthy. They're going to allow more holding. They're going to allow a guard because, Micah, you've earned the right to be a dominant player and have everybody give you attention. That sucks for you because, yeah, you're going to get rib shots. You're going to get chipped. You're going to have protection slide. You're going to have a tight end come in and try to blindside you, even though you're right. If somebody does that on a an interception return, it's 15 yards and a $50,000 fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if a tight end comes in and crack blocks you on a toss, hey, bro, be alert.
This is
the reality of the business. Micah knows that, and you can try and change things. But what I do know, the NFL isn't in the business of changing things to make it easier for defenders to stop people. They're always going to go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you and your coordinator and your scheme to beat it. It isn't fair. Totally agree with you. But if you're banking on someone coming to bail you out, you're going to be incredibly disappointed. So, to his credit, I don't think he is not a big complain guy.
No.
I think he could probably go to Za'Darius' school of firing his arms up in the air and flopping. And I do think he'll get calls, but you're not going to go make plays when that happens. And that's the trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
You flop, and you do that, and maybe you get a penalty. But if you don't, you get buried. That's the trade-off that these guys have. And Micah is right on all of it. But unfortunately for him, there's not going to be a lot of people that care that are making any decisions that matter in that matter.
Right, and again, in fairness to him, because I'm seeing a lot of people saying, oh, stop complaining, losers complain. Like, this has been his life.
Yeah, but greasy wheels get oil and grease. Squeaky.
Squeaky wheels.
What did I say, greasy?
Greasy wheels get grease.
Dudley Do Right.
If you aren't going to advocate, you need to have a player like Micah advocating for this. I think it's going to fall on deaf ears, but the tush push is another great example. It's ridiculous. So I love the fact that Micah is at the point where he can speak his mind. I don't think he's going to change how he plays.
No.
And I don't think he's going to get a ton more calls. I would bet this week he gets a holding call. I'll almost guarantee it. And it's all because of the squeaky wheel theory.
But the first thing he said when he was asked about this, his line was, after 5 years of not getting a call, you eventually stop worrying about it. I think I've just got to keep going. That's part of the challenges. It's bothersome. That worries me. They know that. That's part of being one of the best. That comes with some territory. So, again, he got warmed up and then he got rolling. He's not wrong. He dealt with this in Dallas. I saw a bunch of Dallas fans responding to that Cheesehead TV tweet, basically saying, yeah, this welcome to having Micah Parsons on your team. This is what happens. So, again, one other note before we get to the Green and Gold game preview, and Tausch tells us about UW Credit Union, which the Brewers could use some of your good vibes from them and you. The officiating crew on Sunday in...
Cleet Blakeman.
No. Alex Moore.
How many refs
Moore.
Can you name? Oh, Alex Moore. How many refs can you name?
Sean Hockley.
Yeah, it's a Hockley. That is a nepotistic world, too. There's got to be... what's the dude that went to CBS? I love him.
Sterator.
Gene Sterator.
Sterator. Love Sterator. My favorite ref of all time is Gino.
More of a Jim Tunney guy myself. Alex Moore's crew has thrown more flags, 109, for more yardage, 828, than any crew in the NFL.
That sucks.
24 of that 109. And by the way, if you, I don't know if you'd have any use for this, but the website NFL Penalties, I don't know who decided that they want to devote their efforts to keeping track of penalties, but it is a treasure trove of this information. They have thrown 24 holding penalties, which is also tops in the league. So I like Micah Parsons' chances.
Oh, just put me to sleep. Put me to sleep. No, I
me talking about it, that. Or are you watching a game that has a lot
No. I like you talking about it. I'm saying for the game on Sunday, it ruins the game. So I understand everybody's clamoring. And if he gets tackled, yes. But I don't. It ruins football. And that's why this Detroit Lions story seems to not be getting a ton of oxygen. And it scares the bejesus out of me from a football fan standpoint.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that a little bit further. I talked about it with Gabe and Chewy this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But, again, if you don't like
officials. You know Matt Unertle is a ref? He's reffing in small colleges right now? Matt Unertle.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
Jesse, you can pull up a picture. His arms are all swole. He's officiating in, I don't know if it's the MAC, but he's climbing. I think he at some point could be an NFL official. Matt Unertle. Matt Unertle! He might be a UW Credit Union member. He should be. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for you. I got a method, Jason. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they'll help you reach your financial goals. I don't always know what that method is, but I know UW Credit Union is here for me. People ask me, why'd you join UW Credit Union, old T? Well, I like keeping my banking local. I love their member-first service, and I love their great perks like early payday. If you love Wisconsin like I do, just can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things. This makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
You're telling me that when you brought up Matt Unertle, because that thought came across your desk, entered your brain, it was you being two steps ahead, setting up, saying that he's a UW Credit Union member? Are you really going to try and sell me on that?
I am not, but okay. I spun it there.
It worked out great. I mean, it could not have worked out better. Hopefully our green and gold game preview works out similarly. That's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Yes, I am. What are you doing over there?
Yes, you are. What? What are you doing?
I'm ready.
Over there?
What are you doing?
What do you mean? What am I doing?
Well, we're getting ready for
the game preview, baby.
We're getting ready for the green and gold game preview. I don't know. Maybe your little boogie board is non-operational. You're just randomly now putting thoughts onto social media.
No, I have a lunch with our great partners at Jones Dairy this afternoon, and I kind of want to go out. I want to eat at the patio. And I'm debating in my head, and I want to crowdsource a little bit. Where are we at? If there's still patio furniture out, do you want to eat on a patio? Because it could be. I think it's going to be sunny. You know, these days are starting to get that whole set, that whole sun around the moon deal and everything. It's
sun around the moon deal.
Called the universe.
Yeah, around, you know what I meant.
At the 1 orbit. P.M.
I've told you this orbit thing throws me off.
I'm aware. At 1 p.m.
Sun around the moon is kind of an older theory.
At 1 p.m. it's supposed to be 77 degrees in Fort Atkinson.
Yeah.
I'm more prone
well, then what's
to...
Then what's your question here? It's warm enough.
I don't think it's 77 today. I don't think it's that
little
hot.
Little Dunzo is still sitting back
here.
Taking in the rest
he's
of the
hanging
show.
Out. I'm more prone to sit out on the patio at the start of spring or at the end of fall to savor it more as opposed to, in the middle of summer.
Hot in the summer.
Yeah. I would rather sit out on the patio today than June 20th.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's all. I wanted to get an idea. I think anything 55 and above is perfect. If you start getting into the upper 40s, low 50s, that's when I think you start. The restaurant usually dictates because they put their patio stuff away. Right?
Yes.
Patio stuff's out, 55 plus.
Sun's out,
guns
out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
Patio out, patio furniture out, Tausch is sitting out. Time now for our Green and Gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the Green and Gold game preview.
Green Bay Packers, Arizona Cardinals, Sunday, 3:25. It is not America's game of the week. That would be the Cowboys and Commanders. Kenny Albert and Jonathan Vilma have the call on Fox for the Packers and the Cardinals on Sunday. Tausch, what's the big storyline heading into this weekend's game?
Jason kind of already said it with the quarterback. Who's going to be their quarterback? Kyler Murray, obviously, if healthy, presents some different challenges to this group. For their offense, he's obviously more of a dynamic player than Jacoby Brissett. But that, to me, is the big storyline. But from a Packer fan standpoint, I do believe, which defense are we getting? Are we getting the defense that has been dominant in first halves? Or are we getting more of the defense that has struggled in the second halves of football games? Mm-hmm. That is, I think you're starting to feel a lot better about this offense. Storyline is their quarterback, and where's our defense at when it gets to be that time? And we all know what that time is. It's that crunch time. Where are we at with that? That, to me, is the storyline for this game.
Yeah, I was going to go in a similar but not exactly the same direction. There's some question about, as Tausch affectionately calls him, Maserati Marv's availability coming off of a concussion in the Cardinals' last game. This feels to me like a constrictor game. Can they go on the road and as a defense... That's a Tausch. I think Tausch has that patented, but that's what I'm referring to.
He's also set it for like half the games this year.
Yeah, he has. And have they had one?
They haven't.
No.
So that's why I bring it up now. I'm curious to see if this could be the week. But in fairness to Jacoby Brissett, he has been everywhere, man. And it seems like everywhere he goes, he has a couple of really good games for the team.
Every other place he goes.
He's backing up at. So
he's done a good job.
We'll see what happens on Sunday. Next!
The greatest backup quarterback in the NFL right now, Jacoby Brissett. Yeah?
I thought it was...
I'm saying that.
I thought it was Malik Willis.
Well.
What do you think of the idea of just every week, like Joe Flacco could quarterback for any team that really needed a quarterback? So Arizona's
like
quarterback's out.
All-time quarterback. He only signs when you're one playing week in deals. The street.
No, he only signs for one
a
week.
A one-week contract.
They have 10-day contracts in the NBA.
That's true.
What if you just do – Joe's like, I'm only going to sign. I'm going to do a one-week deal here. And then next week, Arizona can pay me more because old boy can't play. Oh, then Minnesota. Well, McCarthy's out. Wentz is out. All right, I'm going to go play for a week here. Flacco could do it. But what's stopping him from signing a one-week deal?
Besides Jordan Love and Micah Parsons, which player will most impact the amount of success the Packers have on Sunday? Tausch?
Yeah, this needs to be a Josh Jacobs game. I don't know if you put him in that list of who I wasn't.
He did not.
I was thinking about this quarterback 1 week at a time deal, and I think it's awesome.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Josh Jacobs.
I was thinking about my brilliant idea of having Joe Flacco play all-time quarterback for every team
Jesse just said Jacoby Brissett. I don't know if Brissett would be – obviously, everybody be excited. Right now, the Bengals aren't going to let Flacco walk out. He's playing good football.
He's very good.
Josh Jacobs needs to – I thought he had a fantastic game along with Jordan Love last week, and I don't think that's a coinky-dink. I think Jordan Love was able to have the day he had because JJ had a day. And I don't think JJ had the day he had because Jordan had the day. It's almost like this thing is like a helix that needs to intersect, and both to really get the most out of themselves, they both need to be, and they mesh, and that's when this offense flows. Just like a double helix. Yeah.
Matthew Golden is going to get more opportunities, and we'll see if that ends up coming to fruition or not. Next,
Matt LaFleur improves to 3-0 in his career against the Arizona Cardinals as a head coach with a win on Sunday. If blank.
Double helix.
Fill in the blank, double helix, old T.
I think this game is going to end up being a big-time special teams game. And I think, is McManus going to be kicking, or are we going with the guy you were interviewing while Parsons was giving all kinds of good stuff to every other beat writer?
I got the transcript without any issue.
John Havlicek.
Hornacek. Is he kicking this weekend? And if you're guessing,
well, I actually also talked to Brandon McManus yesterday. I think there's a very good chance that Lucas Havlicek will be handling the kicking for at least another week. Yes.
So we've seen the special teams kind of go haywire. We've seen them not, and it's been kind of roadie, mostly road issues, right? So this team, to go win on the road, special teams and defense is typically how you travel, and that's how you win roadies. This team has not won a roadie. Special teams needs to make a play to win this. I think this is going to be a tougher game than what we anticipate. I learned my lesson from last week when I tried to take this team to Throttle City until Joe Flacco signed. Special teams is going to be the thing that dictates this week, Jesse.
I feel like we should amend our rules for this, because given the fact that the Packers through five games have two takeaways, I think we should allow turnovers to be put back in as an option.
No. I can't do it.
No, we can't, but I do think it's a fair point. Look, I think Jordan Love, who has been very, very, very good this season and was very good in Dallas in a road game, his record, not that quarterbacks should have quarterback wins be a statistic, but the Packers' record in road games in which he starts is below 500. And this is an opportunity,
right?
Yes, it is, for him to put together a very good road performance. And I think that is what's going to happen, and the Packers will win, and he will have a very good statistical day. And the Packers will improve to 4-1-1 as a result. That is our green and gold game preview, which we do in advance of every game because, well, we love doing that. And Jesse does a good job with it. Tausch needs to tell us about American Family Insurance, and we need to play trivia at 10:01, and the 9 o'clock hour is still continuing. Jesse, which caller would you like, and what's the
category? Thanks, Dunzo. Hey, we have our culprit this week, or today. Dunzo.
Right there. don't worry, Rob Domofsky is aware we will be getting to him late today. We have made that clear. Get in the zona is today's trivia category.
That's clever.
Questions about the Green Bay Packers and Arizona Cardinals.
We've just completely written off the Brewers, huh? It's over.
The Brewers are about to lose a seven-game series, perhaps in four games, maybe in five.
I hope so.
It's a seven-game series, so caller 7-844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 7 plays trivia after Tausch tells us about AmFam.
Life is better with a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance. That's because they're always there to protect your dreams, from hosting a family reunion in your new home to taking a family road trip in your new minivan. So insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance.
Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
There goes the fighter.
Time now for trivia presented by Cousins Subs.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousins Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousins Subs. Order today in-store at CousinsSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousins Subs, we believe in better.
And let's celebrate not only a first-time contestant, but also from a place where Jesse is not very nice to the people there, and we love the people there. It is Jake in Maguanago. Jake, welcome to Trivia, buddy. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, Jesse's not very nice to folks from your area.
Today's
so
the
hope
day
have...
also, by the way.
Oh, Muskego, Maguanago today?
Yeah, they moved. It used to be week five. They close it out now. Week nine, rivalry game, Muskego, Maguanago tonight. Big one.
Well, I just know Maguanago
is going
to win.
Is that Classic Eight or not?
I believe
for the whole deal?
I'll have to check the stand. I believe it is because Muskego beat Arrowhead earlier this season. So I believe it is for the Classic Eight title, Muskego and Maguanago. I'll double check to make sure that's the case.
Oh, wow. Fact checking on our show. That's excellent. All right, Jake, question number one. Good luck. Good luck. Despite losing the game, which Packers wide receiver caught the legendary two Hail Mary throws from Aaron Rodgers on the final drive to force overtime against the Cardinals in the divisional round of the 2016 NFL playoffs? It's actually 2015 season. Was it Jeff Janis, Randall Cobb, or Jake Kumerow?
That has to be legendary Jeff Janis.
It is indeed. And while he wasn't mentioned by name on last night's telecast, when they got to the Hail Mary situation, Al Michaels bringing up those two catches, among others, that the Hail Mary expert had thrown previously.
Hey, by the way, three-way tie if Maguanago wins tonight.
Yep.
With Arrowhead, Muskego, and Maguanago. Mm-hmm. Just for the record, I just got
Who sent you that information? Because it surely wasn't Jesse.
I had it right here. Muskego wins it outright with a victory, which
right,
they
let's
will.
Let's go, Maguanago.
Yep.
Question two, Jake.
So our buddy Sean is who sent it to me, but I figured Jesse would probably take a couple minutes before he'd get that. So thank you, Sean, for helping out.
Thank you, Sean. Go Warriors.
Thank you, Jake. Question two, Jake. Still the highest-scoring playoff game in NFL history, the Cardinals defeated the Packers 51-45 in overtime in the 2009 wild card round. How did the Cardinals score the final touchdown of that game in overtime to walk off as the winners?
Total BS.
Was it? That is not one of the choices. Was it punt return touchdown, interception return touchdown, or fumble recovery touchdown?
That was a face mask fumble recovery touchdown.
Indeed it was. Face mask, well said.
Three entries for that. That's a triple entry right there. He was wise about it. He brought his opinion. That's fact. That's a three entry, Gel.
It is not. You can check the official contest rules at ESPNWisconsinContest.com.
Question three, Jake, and I think an opportunity for our first clean sweep of the week. No pressure. Which former first-round pick was the starting quarterback for the Cardinals on that dreary December day at Lambeau when Mike McCarthy was fired after losing to Arizona in 2018? Was that starting quarterback for the Cardinals Matt Leinart, Josh Rosen, or Sam Bradford?
Josh Rosen.
Where Jake. Is he now?
Out of the league.
He's a trader, I think, at Goldman Sachs. I think he's gotten into that game.
Really?
Wait, did you just make that up on the spot, or did you actually
go check
see that
it
somewhere?
Out? No, Google it.
I
just
am
like
Googling
Cignetti,
right now.
Google it.
I don't have to Google this. Jake, your debut, a smashing success. Three correct answers, four entries into the drawing, which is coming up later in the show. And good luck to your Muskego club tonight as they try to prevent
Jesse's alma mater, or whatever you call it, high school.
From, I think he's McGuanago, isn't he? Isn't Jake from McGuanago?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Yeah. Did I not say that?
Yeah, well, I know you're correct every time, so
that's
I wanted
a
to
sign.
Make
sure
I corrected
you. I appreciate
go
you
Warriors.
Correcting me. Go yep. Musquanago.
Jesse, are you on the call tonight, or did you get fired?
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Bye, Jake.
Jake's got to go.
Jake's had enough.
This is a road game for the Warriors at McGuanago, so I will not
would
be
that
on
make
the call
them
there.
Road Warriors?
That does make them road Warriors. Yes, I was on the
well,
call.
Well, I'd like to see. Why doesn't McGuanago? They know your talent. They should bring you in.
They have their own broadcaster, I believe. I met him a couple of years ago in Sun Prairie when we were doing a game there. He's a nice fella. I was on the call last night for Middleton and Madison West.
Yeah, we don't have time for that.
Oh,
we need
Thursday
to get
night?
To.
Just wait a second. High school's doing Thursday night this late in the year?
They did, yeah.
TV, huh?
Yep. Had to get a doubleheader for Prep Mania in there. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know us.
Interesting. I'm done.
Rob Domofsky is going to join us during the 10 o'clock hour, which starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.